This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Quietly lower, I'd call it, for the grains here. We've got wheat down, I guess, the most, 8 cents or so in Chicago. We do have not much follow through there on anything bullish. We had talked a little bit late last week and to start out this week about a potential bottom for Russian wheat prices and also some extra risk premium relatedly with the war in Ukraine, some targeting of Ukraine's grain assets and infrastructure around the Black Sea. But just no real follow-through motivation for the bulls on just yet. That could change as we move on throughout the day here. That's certainly one theme of late, is that if we start one way, we're really potentially going to close the other direction. And it's this kind of back-and-forth market on light volume that really marks this time of the year as we wait for some fresh news that could come later this week. We've got a crop report on Thursday.
And Joe, as we get ready for that report coming up on Thursday, what's going to be something that you're going to be interested to learn in that report? What do you have circled on your sheet as we go into Thursday?
I think most focus is going to be on these South American estimates, particularly for Brazil. Now, normally these reports, we're going to look at the U.S. numbers first. Those aren't subject to change as much here on this April report. We could get some minor adjustments to demand, whether it's exports, corn ethanol, soy processing usage, but overall these ending stocks aren't likely to change a whole lot on this report. It's going to be next month on the May report that is really important for the U.S. numbers because of how it includes the first look at the new crop balance sheet.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Level up your lineup with new Zalo herbicide. A convenient soluble premix formulated for glufosinate-tolerant soybean, cotton, and canola with better average weed control than Liberty herbicide. Get superior post-emergence broadleaf weed control, plus multiple modes of action for broad-spectrum contact and systemic grass control. Take control up a notch. Visit amvac.com/Zalo.
May corn down 2.25 at 4.33.25. May soybeans down 7 even at 11.74.5. On the Merck, April live cattle up 35 cents at 179.75. April feeder cattle down 72 cents at 238.57. May lean hogs up 30 cents at 98.17. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.